The next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those to speak on matters that are not listed on the agenda. Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in public comment?
Hello, Bud.
That's fisheries.
Hi, Adrienne Kotula, K-O-T-U-L-A, first gate at 7:30 81.
I don't think she realizes she's not on mute. Philip Burris is for fisheries.
Okay, Ms. Kotula, please proceed. Good to have you on board.
Hold on. I don't think she was meaning to speak.
Ms. Kotula, did you wish to be heard? Okay. Just so that everybody understands, I understand there's some individuals that wish to be heard about COBIA permit ineligibility. If this is on your mind and you wish to be heard, this is the time to bring this up.
Oh, you want them to talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for, let me unmute Philip.
Philip Burris?
Mr. Burris, go ahead, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm well, sir.
All right, y'all hear me good? Yeah, it's off matter, and I'm just going to tell y'all honest mistake and admit to it, and I was in the wrong, but for my recreational COBIA permit, the number 4 is 9907, and for my commercial hook and line and waterman card and everything, that number is 9907 also. So when I do my monthly mandatory reporting for COBIA and everything else, I send it in every month and use everything on 9907. But for the recreational side, I did not report nothing because I thought it all went to the same place since the number is 9907. So I didn't fill out nothing out because, like, no, not going at all because I fill it out monthly on the commercial side. So I just got confused, and this year I'm not eligible to get a recreational COBIA permit, and I would like to get one in case I do decide to go for fun or take my family or something.
Okay.
But you know what I'm talking about, though?
I do exactly. Yes, sir.
And like I said,
yep.
Go ahead.
No, for the record, this matter is being held pursuant to Section 28.2.216 of the Code of Virginia. It's considered a formal hearing. So you can continue.
All right. Yeah, like I said, it was like I didn't do that. I did not report nothing on a recreational side to break rules or anything. I just thought it was all going to the same place when I was registering on a commercial side with my same number, 9907. So, it was, like I said, my fault for being dumb and not catching it, but or not reading everything correctly. It's my fault, but
I put a can of
corn beef
hash. I don't know
what the fuck
I did.
All right. Well, thank you. Yes, sir.
And I would like to see if I know I've talked to a few people on there in the last couple of months about it. I'd like to see if there's any forgiveness on so I could get a recreational COBIA permit. So,
for the record, Mr. Burris, we last year had significant forgiveness as far as the matter is concerned. This year, we have had a zero tolerance as far as this is concerned. We require the commercial fishery, as you well know, as a commercial fisherman, to report.
Yeah.
And if we don't require the recreational from folks to report as they should, and for the record, last year, 5,373 people reported correctly. So this is a formal hearing. I will put it before the commission and see if they wish to take the matter up. But it has been the policy here at the Marine Resources Commission not to issue any exceptions to this matter this year to anyone for any reason. So, unfortunately, we do not like to operate in a manner such as this. We want compliance, voluntary compliance, but there has not been anyone that has been issued a permit at this juncture for any exception whatsoever. So with that, I'll ask the commission if they wish to take up the matter. I'll ask the commission if they wish to take up the matter. Mr. Burst, the commission denies taking up your matter today, and unfortunately your request is denied. We thank you for calling and telling us, sharing your case with us. Thank you.
All right, pal. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gilbert, I have you on the line as wishing to be heard.
I'm going to unmute folks, Steve. I don't see Mr. Gilbert on the line any longer.
Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert comes not. Anyone else wish to be heard in matters of public comment today? Seeing none.